Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has repeatedly impressed upon us politeness of speech. A verse of the 22nd Juz, chapter 33, verse 70, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُولُوا and say قَوْلًا a speech, سَدِيدًا that which is correct. Philologists and grammarians would tell you that سَدِيدًا in Arabic is an all-embracing and encompassing word. It encompasses every form of refined speech. Why? لِأَنَّ حِفْضَ اللِّسَانِ وَسَدَادُ الْقَوْلِ رَأْسُ الْخَيْرِ كُلِّ. That if you can harness your tongue and have refined speech, then you have secured the goodness of both the worlds. You will find that many people would adhere to protocol and they are very dignified in their interaction in a formal setting, in a corporate environment, in a religious institute with seniors and elders. But that very individual, when he's with juniors, or he is in an informal gathering, or he is defeated in an argument, then oh boy, you will see the display of the most abusive language that you've ever heard in your life. Now let me share with you an amazing narration in this regard about how the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam was particular about his blessed speech on every instance. Hafiz ibn Hajar rahimahullah makes mention of it in Al-Isaba fi Tamiz al-Sahaba under the write-up of the great companion Julanda radiyallahu anhu, Maliku Umman, who was the king of Oman, and he references Wathima, who references the book Ar-Ridda on the strength of Abu Ishaq, that Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu was sent to Julanda radiyallahu anhu to invite him to Islam, and subsequently he reverted to Islam. And then he paid tribute to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the following words. He said, لَقَدْ دَلَّنِي عَلَىٰ هَذَا النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ أَنَّهُ لَا يَأْمُرُ بِخَيْرٍ إِلَّا كَانَ أَوَّلَ آخِذٍ بِهِ. The thing that convinced me on the veracity of this man is, when he advocated virtue, he was the first to implement it. وَأَنَّهُ لَا يَنْهَىٰ عَنْ شَرٍ إِلَّا كَانَ أَوَّلَ تَارِكٍ لَهُ. And whenever he prohibited vice, he was the first to abandon it. وَأَنَّهُ يَغْلِبْ فَلَا يَبْطَرْ. And whenever he was victorious, there was no display of pomp and glory, pride or haughtiness. وَأَنَّهُ يُغْلَبُ فَلَا يُهْجِرُ أَيْ لَا يَقُولُ الْقَوْلَ الْقَبِيحَ. And whenever he was overpowered in any campaign or expedition, he would never become abusive or utter anything reprehensible. أَشْهَدُ أَنَّهُ نَبِيٌّ. I am convinced he is a prophet. My brother, my sister, the test of your speech is when you're with your juniors, when you are with your employees, when you are defeated in your argument. If you can harness your tongue at that time, then you are a man of principle.